Near the end of this dark year, a scene of joy at international arrivals in London Heathrow Airport this week. 11-year-old Fawez Al-Mahmoud was greeted by 14 of his family members. They are bombarding him with balloons, hugs, and tears. An uncle lifts him on his shoulders there. This is the first time the boy had seen any family for more than a year. He spent that time in Greece, in a detention center, a refugee camp, and briefly with a foster family. The reunion was a mixture of emotions, says Hanan Ashek, who helped make this moment happen.
An emotional roller coaster of guilt and ecstatic happiness, relief.
She is the founder and director of a nonprofit called Goodwill Caravan. They had been working on Fawez Al-Mahmoud's case for about 14 months.
He had been separated from his mom and dad on the border of Syria and Turkey because they were taking sniper fire. Fawez's parents told him to run in the other direction because it wasn't safe to run back to his parents.
The 11-year-old boy was left by himself to endure a grueling journey across borders. Eventually, he made it to Greece aboard a dinghy overflowing with refugees. Ashek says Al-Mahmoud endured beatings at the camp. Sometimes he went without food. She says he hasn't slept a night since he arrived in the UK because of ongoing trauma and medical issues. His parents still have not been located. The relatives he's now with include aunts and uncles. The pandemic made arranging this reunion especially difficult, she says.
We used to send lawyers just to go and visit. And even to get the visitation rights for a lawyer is a long process, mainly this time because of the pandemic. But also, generally, the asylum laws in Greece are forever changing, and that causes even further delays.
Ashek says a lot of migrant children just disappear. The European Migration Network estimates that more than 30,000 have gone missing. In some ways, Fawez Al-Mahmoud's case is the exception. For now, Goodwill Caravan and his family are savoring this moment. They're trying to help him lead a normal life now that he's safe.
We've just finished buying Fawez a football-themed bedroom because he loves football and wants to be a football player when he gets older.
The road to recovery after Fawez Al-Mahmoud's tumultuous year may take some time. But for now, he is surrounded by aunts, uncles, and cousins who are relieved to welcome him home.